Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. What a joy to be here in the house of our Lord, thanking God for His blessings and His bounty. Today we hear in our gospel the story of the 10 lepers who all were cleansed by the graciousness and the miracle, miraculous power of Christ, and only one bothers to come back and say thank you. And we are that one. Today, in this beautiful Mass, we come together to thank God for all of our blessings, even the blessings that sometimes come in disguise. You know, I was thinking about, I always think on Thanksgiving Day, back to my second year of priesthood, I was at Our Lady of Greenwood, and Monsignor asked me to give the homily, so I preached on that 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, where it's St. Paul says, give thanks in all circumstances. Well, then Monsignor was throwing a nice big banquet for a whole bunch of people in the rectory. And so, wouldn't you know that the kitchen flooded? And Monsignor was very, let's just say some less than priestly words came out of his mouth that morning. And I said, Monsignor, did you not listen to my homily this morning? You should have seen the look of death on his face. And I said, we are supposed to give thanks in all circumstances, Monsignor, even when the kitchen is flooded. And he said, get out. Anyway, God love him. But today we give thanks in all circumstances. It's really easy to give thanks to God when things are going our way. A little more difficult when things are challenging. But we give thanks to God at all times. Damos gracias a Dios siempre, en cosas buenas, en cosas malos. Damos gracias al Señor. Como Job in la Biblia, just like Job, he never stopped thanking and glorifying God, even when he lost his farm, even when he lost his animals, even when he lost his health, even when he lost his family, even when he lost everything, he continued to thank God and to glorify God. That has to be us. And there's a beautiful salvific power that happens when we give thanks to God. Something happens in our hearts. And in the Eucharistic prayer, the priest says, it is right and just always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, it is our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks. Lord, Almighty God. It is our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks. And isn't that glorious? And in Spanish it goes, en verdad es justo y necesario, es nuestro deber y salvación, darte gracias siempre y en todo lugar, Señor Padre Santo. Always and everywhere, en todo lugar, siempre. We always thank God. And there's a salvific power in that. That our hearts, our spirits, our lives are elevated when we throw up our praises to God. And that we're saved from the muck and the quagmires that sometimes we find ourselves in. And the cannons that are coming on all sides. But when we lift up thanks to God, there's a salvific power in that. It's our duty, it's our salvation to always and everywhere give thanks to the Lord. Praise the Lord. I heard on the radio yesterday a little thing that surprised me. Said that somebody just did this fancy study. Found that the average human being has 60,000 thoughts every day. Could you believe that? 60,000 thoughts every day. And, I mean, it kind of makes sense. A thought comes and a thought goes. But the second part of the study was that on your average human being, 80% of those thoughts are negative. Isn't that terrible? And I think sometimes that can be us if we're not careful. That a lot of times just we are filled with these negative thoughts. And it's just no fun. And then we stay stuck in the quagmire. We stay stuck in the thing instead of being saved from it by giving thanks to God. and by glorifying the Lord with praise. St. Paul, in the letter of Philippians, he says, finally, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And when we think on these good, holy things, those things that are true and honorable and beautiful and pure and just and holy and lovely and gracious and excellent, when we think on those things, it's so easy to go our whole day long thanking God. The other day we had the feast day of St. Cecilia, and then the next day we had the feast day of St. Columban. And both of these people had a song of thanksgiving in their heart always. Like St. Cecilia said, that there's just this song in my heart of gratitude to God that goes on constantly. And she lived a hard life, but she... the song of thanksgiving and praise was always being sung in her heart. And she was thinking on those things, the beautiful things, the holy things, the lovely things, the honorable. And no wonder she would have this song of praise always going on in her heart. And so we try to echo that. And we try to have that song of praise always in our heart, just like the one leper who comes back. Thankful on his knees before the God of the universe. And let's try to invite always these holy positive thoughts and thankful thoughts, gratitude, praise, thanksgiving to God always. Something I did that changed my life several months ago, I started doing this. I started writing down in my journal here, each day gets only one line, and I write a miracle that happened that day, or something beautiful that happened that day. Maybe it's something that a kid told me, or maybe it's something that I heard, or maybe it's something that I read, or maybe it was something that just kind of happened that was amazing, and I write it down, and now I look back at all these gratitudes, and I'm just like, wow, we have such a good God. Damos gracias a Dios porque tenemos muchas bendiciones. Y rezamos que podemos siempre dar gracias a Dios nuestros corazones, siempre, 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 porque es nuestro deber y salvación hacerlo. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo.